interest in your prayers this morning as we look into the Word of God. Written on the board, called to follow, and we're not going to have time to finish this message this morning, but we're going to get started and see how far we get. I'd like to begin over in the book of Matthew in the 4th chapter, beginning with the 18th verse. And as we read this, if you can just think back and try to envision in your minds the scene that is set before us. It said that Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, and he saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets, and they followed him. And going on from thence, he saw two other brethren, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, in a ship with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. And he called them. And they immediately left the ship and their father, and they followed him. I have walked along the shores of Lake Victoria in Tanzania. And along the coastline, there are lots of boats and ships. And you will see men out there, and they are mending their nets. They're mending by hand, and they're coming in from the day's work or in the morning hours, and they're preparing to go out to catch fish and preparing their equipment. And these are not big ships. These were actually in Tanzania, Lake Victoria. They're almost like big canoes. And they go out and they cast their nets out. These are not commercial fishermen. They're not out with big rigs. These here, Peter and John, they weren't out there with what we're used to seeing, these big commercial fishing boats. But these were small boats that they could go out, maybe two or three or four of them together, and they would cast their nets out by hand, so they were small nets. They would cast their nets out and try to catch fish, and they were out fishing one day, probably along the seashore, the smell of fish, and you could smell the salt, and Jesus came walking along, and he looked out, and he saw Peter and John out fishing, and he called out to him, he said, come and follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. And the scripture said here that they immediately left their nets. They didn't take time to say, well, let us finish up the fish for the day. We want to take these fish to market. It said they immediately, they left their nets and they followed Christ. And as they began to, I could just see them bringing their boat to shore. Jesus walked on down a little bit further. And here he saw James and John. And Zebedee, their father, was there with them. But he called out to James and John. He said, follow me. I need you. Come on. And they immediately dropped their nets and they followed Jesus. You turn over to Luke in the 5th chapter, we find that Jesus was walking through the city. And there was a multitude around him, and just, if you can imagine, hundreds of people around Jesus and all of the chaos. And when you walk on dusty roads, there's little puffs of dust that come up. And just imagine a group of people walking down the road and the dust getting stirred up. And all of a sudden, Jesus stopped and he looked over, and Matthew was sitting at the seat of custom. And he said, Matthew, he said, follow me. And immediately Matthew got up from his receipt of custom where he was collecting taxes, and he followed Jesus. We have here a picture of Jesus calling individuals to follow him. And I've been so impressed by the Lord that I would that all of us here this morning hear the voice of Jesus calling us to follow him. You know, the Lord wants you to follow him this morning. And it's not enough to come to church service. I'm thankful all of you are here this morning. But it's not enough to come to service on Sunday. See, I doubt this was on the Sabbath day here because they were out fishing. This was a work day. And on a work day, Jesus said, I want you to follow me. I have a job I want you to do. I have something I want you to do for me. And they immediately left what they were doing to follow Jesus. We look at these fishermen. Later on in the book of Acts, we read about those that looked on the fishermen. And it said they perceived that they were ignorant and unlearned men. They were fishermen. They hadn't gone to college. They didn't have a degree. They had learned fishing from their father. And so it just passed down generation to generation of fishermen. But the Lord put His hand on their life. And when God places His hand on a life, it changes our lives. On the other hand, Matthew was probably a very educated man. He collected taxes. He probably had the equivalent today would be someone that has at least a bachelor's or a master's degree. And he was a very educated person, and God called him to follow Him also. You know, the Lord is not a respecter of persons this morning. The Lord is not looking on and say, I can only take those that have an education, nor is He looking at those saying, I only take people that are uneducated. I only take people that are carpenters, or I only take people that have a certain kind of job. The Lord is calling all of us this morning to follow Him. The world is crying out and calling out so strongly for us to follow after the ways of the world. The influences of the world are around us, and we are fighting those daily. And I will say the voice of this world is getting louder and more insistent. The pressures that you young people are facing are greater than the pressures that I faced at your age. The pressures of our world are getting greater. And there's a power in a voice that's saying, come, come this way. But the Lord this morning is also calling and He's saying, would you follow Me? And there is a great, beautiful lesson in the fact that God, Jesus, called a diversity of people to follow Him. It does not matter what your religious background has been. You know, the church of God is not dependent upon where your parents went to church. It's not dependent on your spiritual background. The church of God, according to Scripture, is every individual that has responded to the call to follow Jesus and has been forgiven of their sins. And so the Lord calls diversity this morning. We look around. And I know we mentioned it a few weeks ago. It's been a number of weeks. But we went around and some of us talked about where we were from. And just the few of us that are here this morning, we come from all parts of the country. We come from many diverse backgrounds. We have different professions, different occupations. But you know, that's not as much what interests God is a heart that is willing to respond to the call. Follow Me. Follow Me and I will make you fishers of men. Well, every one of you is very important to the Lord this morning. And if you ever begin to feel like that you don't have anything to offer to the Lord, maybe you think you're too young, or maybe you think you're too old. Maybe you think you're not qualified enough, or maybe you feel like that you've made so many mistakes that God surely can never use you again. Folks, the Lord calls all of us from every walk of life, and you are important to the work of the gospel this morning. The Lord wants you to come and follow Him today. The Lord has something for you to do for Him today. The Lord has first of all, it's a call to salvation. Leave your sin. Leave the world and come and dedicate your life to purity and holiness and following Jesus. Well, the Scripture over in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it says that the body is one, but there are many members in that body. And it said, don't let the eye say to the toe, for example, or the hand say to the toe, we have no need of thee. Because every part of the body supplieth. Every part of the body is important, even to the little toe. I think I preached a message on little toes one time. Here, I about cut mine off one time, and do you know, it truly affected the whole body. It affected the whole body. I preached with, I couldn't wear shoes. I couldn't walk very good. It can affect your balance sometimes, and it's just a little toe. The Lord has need of you this morning. The Lord has a place for you to fill in the kingdom of God that no one else can fill. And you may say, well, I can't do it like this brother can, or I can't do it like this sister. You're not supposed to do it like them. Your call is to follow Jesus Christ. But within following Him, there is a uniqueness to your background. There is a uniqueness to your personality that can have an influence on other people that no one else can influence them like you can. The Lord has need of you. And the Lord appreciates diversity this morning. The Lord that created, He was the one that created us. And look around, we all look different. Even those from the same family, there are differences. Even our children can be so different in some ways. Some things they can be so similar, and other things you think you didn't have the same mom and dad. They can be so different. That's how God created us. But He's still saying, I want you to follow Me. So I ask us this morning, who are you following? Because Jesus was not commanding them to follow Him. I want us to take note of the difference. Jesus was not saying, you better come follow Me or else. But I believe He was inviting them. He wasn't saying, you have to follow Me. He was inviting them and saying, would you come and follow Me? Would you come and live like I teach? Would you come and live a life of sacrifice and dedication to God? Is there anybody here that's willing to say, Lord, I'll follow You? His disciples at one point said, Lord, we'll follow You. And He said, you don't know what you're saying. You know, when I got married, I didn't know what I was saying either. Did anybody? And I didn't mean that in a derogatory way. It would be even more so to say my wife didn't know what she was saying. She just thought she wanted to marry a missionary or preacher sometime. She got the full package. She didn't know, and when she said in sickness and in health, she's gotten more sickness than health, and she's gotten more poverty than riches. She didn't know what she was saying, but do you know she made a decision? I did too. We made a decision. This is the course that we're going to follow in life. Do you know this morning when we choose to follow Jesus, we really don't know everywhere that's going to take us. We really don't know every sacrifice that it's going to require, but nor do we understand the fullness of the value of the reward that is going to come. So the Lord's saying, are you going to follow Me? Or are you going to follow your own way? Are you going to follow the course of this world? Folks, the Lord is calling us. He's not demanding. He is not there with a club ready to hit us over the head and say, you follow Me or else. But the Lord is inviting all of us this morning. Will you follow Me? When you leave here this morning, will you follow Jesus? When you go home and you face the trials of life, and you face the annoyances of home and the annoyances of the workplace and the frustrations that life brings, will you follow Jesus? Will you follow Him then? When you are tempted, will you follow Jesus? Will you put the Lord first in your life when you are faced with decisions to make? And you say, what do I do? Do I go here or there? Do I listen to this or that? How do I treat this person? Are you willing to follow Jesus then? The Lord is not going to force you, but He's inviting you to come and follow Him this morning. Lord, will you? The Lord's saying, would you come? In diversity, there was a place of decision that the disciples came to when they dropped their nets. Do you know it wouldn't have been real conducive to following Jesus if they would have said, yes, Lord, we'll follow You, and held on to their nets and just followed Him everywhere they went, and they had their nets. I remember one time that Peter, after Jesus died and rose again, Peter said, I go a fishing. I'm going to go back to my comfort zone. But do you know, after they received the Holy Spirit, I don't read about Peter going fishing again. Maybe he went out sometimes just to have a little time of prayer and relaxation meant that would have been all right for him to go fishing. But his life was transformed when he made a decision that I am going to follow Jesus. This morning, when we decide to follow Jesus, our life will never be the same. But there is power, and I know we keep revisiting this, but there is power in decision. When I told my wife I do, there was power in that decision. When I wake up, and we talked about this, about our love relationship with the Lord Wednesday night, but when you wake up in the morning and you're not just, you don't feel all those emotional, warm, cozy, oh, I love you, honey. The love is not diminished because the commitment and the dedication and the care and the concern, it's all still there. It's just the tide of emotion may not be like it always is. When you make a decision to follow Jesus, that Lord, whatever happens, I'm going to follow you. When things get tough and the storms of life come, are you going to follow Him then? If you are in a place this morning that you're double-minded, it's like, I want to follow Jesus, but there's some other things I also want to do. The Scripture says in the book of James that a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Indecision brings instability. It brings instability. If I came home and said, honey, I'm trying to decide whether I'm going to stay with you or whether I'm going to leave. How do you think that would affect our relationship? I'm just kind of not sure. Do you know people live that way with the Lord sometimes? Lord, I want the benefits of being a Christian. I want the blessings. I want when I'm in trouble, I want to know that God is there on my side. But when things are going along pretty good, there's some things of the world and some sinful things of the flesh that I really want to do that. Said Peter and his brothers and those fishing, it said they dropped their nets. Are you willing to make that kind of decision this morning for Christ? Are we willing to say, Lord, I'm going to follow you to the point that I am going to drop my nets and I'm going to follow you? Folks, we're going to have difficulty getting into heaven, dragging our nets behind us. And I just wonder this morning if there's anyone here that's dragging some nets. Say, Lord, I'm following you. Thank you for calling me. I heard the Lord called me. But did you leave your nets behind? And say, Lord, where Thou leadest me, I'll follow. Lord, I'm willing to do what You told me to do. I'm willing to live like You want me to live. I wonder this morning, and it may sound like a rhetorical question, but is there anybody here this morning? Is there one person here that is willing to say, Lord, I will follow You. I'm going to follow You. I don't know what it all means, but Lord, I am willing to drop my nets this morning, and I'm willing to follow You. And when life gets hard, I'm not going to come back to the place and say, well, should I keep serving the Lord? Folks, I have made lots of mistakes in my life. I've made blunders. Things I've had to come back to the Lord and say, Lord, I messed up and I'm sorry. But do you know when I got saved, as a child, I made a decision that this is the way I'm going to live my life. I choose You, Lord. And although there's been some growing pains, and there's things the Lord's still working on in my life, the decision I made to follow Jesus has been good to me. Because I didn't have to go back and keep revisiting it. I knew where I wanted to go. Lord, I want to follow You. So maybe I got off on a wrong path right here, but Lord, my desire is I want to follow You, so help me get back on that path because my heart is to follow You all the way. Young people, don't be discouraged when you mess up. I want to encourage you to keep your decision fixed. Lord, I'm going to follow You. And maybe it feels like that you made a mess and it feels like I might as well just give up and not even try because I made a mess. The Lord Jesus is in the business of helping us clean up our messes if we will keep our decision to follow Him fixed. Lord, I'm going to follow You. And if I'm going to follow the Lord with dusty knees and scabbed elbows because I've fallen so many times, Lord, by your grace, I'm going to keep following you. And when I realize that I've been carrying too many weights and I'm carrying my nets behind me and I recognize what's happening, Lord, by your strength, I'm going to drop my nets and lay aside every weight that doth so easily beset us because, Lord, I want to follow you. We are called to follow Jesus this morning. And I will say, and we're not getting near as far as I thought we would this morning, but I will say it's going to mean something to follow Jesus. We are living in a religious world. We are living in a world where people are professing the name of Christ. Churches are full of people today that say we're following Christ, we're worshiping Jesus, but the Scripture says, let him that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. What does it mean when we tell people we're Christians, which means followers of Christ, as like Christ, and then we just live like everybody else? That's a reproach on the name of Christ. But is there one person this morning, and I hope there's more than one, is there one of us that will say, Lord, I have heard you call my name? Do you know when Jesus called, he knew their name. Hey, Matthew, I want you to come and follow me. Would you come? I want you to come and follow me. Ethan, come and follow me. I know where you're at. I want you to come, and I want you to follow me. Young people, he's not forcing. He's inviting. And if you want a life that is not boring, if you want a life that is fulfilling, if you want a life that is blessed, drop your nets and cast your lot with the Savior this morning. And He will not let you down. I am shocked sometimes, or I just think it's interesting. Have you ever heard people say, well, I want to be my own person? Now, I'm talking about people that have been raised knowing a lot of truth. People that have been raised knowing the way of holiness. Heard this too many times. People say, well, I don't want to live like this. I want to be my own person. Now, I think, okay, let's watch and see what your own person is. Have you ever just sat back and watched where that leads people? And then they go the way of the world, and you're thinking, if you wanted to be your own person, you're living like everybody else is living. Your priorities are like the world is living. If you want to be your own person, you can find most fulfillment in who you were created to be in following Jesus Christ. But people say, oh, I don't want to live like this anymore. I don't want to live a holy life. I want to do things my way. Well, all of us are following something. Do we recognize that? We're all following something. We're following the way of the world, or we're following Jesus. And you say you want to be your own person, and then you choose to go the way of the majority. That doesn't sound like being your own person. It sounds like you're going more with the crowd. If you like uniqueness, anybody here like to be unique? Follow Jesus. You want to find true fulfillment in life? Follow Jesus. I would just ask, do you hear the Lord calling your name this morning? Hey, Peter, come on. I have something for you to do. I want you to come and follow me. If you feel like the Lord has been putting you in a straitjacket this morning, you are not hearing the voice of the Savior. Too many times people think, if I serve the Lord, I'm in this straitjacket that I've got to put on this jacket and I can't move and I'm not sure I want to follow the Lord. I will say this morning, that's not the Lord that I serve. The Lord that I serve this morning is one that came walking down the seashore of my life and he said, Michael, would you come and follow me? I have something I have for you. Would you leave your nets? And you know, I had some nets as a young person too. I had my dreams and my plans and my hopes. And at a young age, the Lord asked me to drop some nets. He's done that for all of us, but my nets are not your nets. But I do know this, He's calling your name. Listen,
Do you hear the Lord walking in your life and saying, will you really follow me? I'm not talking about church now. I'm not talking about religion. I'm not talking about what mom and dad have taught you this morning. I'm talking about the call of Christ when He says, I want you to come and follow me. Would you do that? In our uniqueness, hear the voice of the Spirit, the voice of Jesus. Over and we'll close with this morning in the book of John, in the 10th chapter, beginning with verse 1. He said, but he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Do you know the voice of the shepherd this morning? You know, sometimes we struggle to hear Him. Lord, I need direction. What do You want me to do? But I know in times of confusion, it is so sweet when all of a sudden through the confusion and through the darkness, I hear a voice and I know that's the shepherd. It's so sweet. It's inviting. It's not condemning, but it's inviting to hear the voice of the shepherd saying, this is the way. Prophet said you would hear behind you a voice saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. This is the way. Do you hear the voice this morning? You say, well, my church teaches. I'll tell you what. We've been blessed with a wonderful heritage this morning, but what has been taught in these four walls does not give me the grace that I need to face life. It helps me know how to access that grace. But the grace comes from the grace giver, who is Jesus Christ. Do you hear the voice of the shepherd? Because the Scripture says He knows your name. This morning He knows your name. Miklo, follow me. Follow me. Brother Sean, would you follow me? Yes, Lord, I'll make a decision. I'm going to drop my nets. And I really don't know where I'm headed. Because do you know when we follow something, we don't always know where we're headed? But I know this. I know the voice of the shepherd. And when I hear that voice saying, this is the way, I want you to follow me. I want to make that decision that when I am tested and when the world is pulling hard and when I am tempted and when the flesh cries out to do something different, I really don't have to give those things the time of day because I made a decision. I made a decision to follow Jesus. And at the end of the storm, on the other side of the storm, all I can say is thank God I made a decision to follow Jesus because it's seen me through a lot of storms of life. So I would, as we conclude this morning, I'd encourage you to listen. Listen. Do you hear the Lord calling your name? The Lord needs you this morning. You have something to offer that nobody else has to offer. I've shared this before, but as a little boy, I used to preach. We have pictures of me as a little boy preaching. And I used to think when I was about 4 or 5 years old, if I ever preach, I want to preach like Brother so-and-so. And I'm not going to tell you who it was. And you know, I don't want to preach like them anymore. They lost out. The Lord had a unique call for me. And the Lord has a unique call for you. He didn't call you to be like Michael. He didn't call for you to be like Sister Tammy. He called for us to follow Jesus. And within that call, we still have uniqueness. We still have diversity, but my life now is not being conformed to the world. But I have been transformed by the renewing of my mind that I too can prove that I have been with Jesus because I'm following Him. As we go through this week, I would just encourage you to listen to the call of the Savior.